What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to episode 35, season 4 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. If you would like to reach out to us, you can check us out in our descriptions on how to reach out to us. How's everybody doing out there in the world? We hope everybody's doing okay. If you're wondering, we are not a political podcast.
Nope.
As of recording time, we don't know which old white guy we're getting.
You would not like my views.
We don't know which one we're getting. The way it's looking right now, Biden is knocking on the doorstep and Trump is probably somewhere swinging in the air with his toupee flying off his head. At this point. But thank you for tuning in to another episode. Hopefully you are staying.
High and right. I'm trying to take one right now. You're bugging me.
Speaking of high and right, and hopefully everybody's being and doing
good
and all the above, high and right, and positive vibes as always, even though this is a weird week so far.
Okay.
Or whenever you decide to listen to us.
We having a weird week.
We want to congratulate.
Me.
What are we congratulating you for?
For hanging in there.
That's right, Mom. You have done a lot. We'll get to that, though.
Okay.
But we do want to congratulate New Jersey, Arizona, Jersey. Montana,
yes.
South Dakota. They voted to legalize recreational.
Say it.
Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Smoke weed every day.
Congratulations to you guys.
Yay!
I took some of this off of BuzzFeed News. And it says in the beginning of it, if you guys want to check it out online, residents of New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, South Dakota voted to legalize recreational use of the marijuana on Tuesday. It said the amendment to the state constitution was expected to pass, with polls showing nearly 60% of New Jersey voters in support. That's
good
what we talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better, though.
It does.
In Arizona, the new measure also allows people with past cannabis convictions to petition the courts for expungement through restorative justice provisions.
Good way for the state to make more money.
You would think so.
Right?
Instead of keeping people incarcerated on some frivolous drug charges.
Sure. I will expunge your shit. Please give me $300
more. That's one way.
Hey, okay. Fuck it.
Also, South Dakota and Montana also passed both recreational and medical cannabis initiatives.
Good job.
The District of Columbia, D.C., and mm-hmm. 11 other states had already legalized recreational cannabis. With New Jersey joining their ranks, there's pressure on nearby states like Pennsylvania and New York to follow suit. I.e. Kansas.
Step your fucking game up.
But last but not least, Oregon.
Yay.
Not only are they in the mix, they also voted and went to the polls and decided to decriminalize all drugs, including cocaine and heroin. It's a party in Oregon in the great Northwest.
We might not come back.
That is badass.
Now, the other ones that legalized, there were states that legalized psilocybin mushrooms.
D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It says people
also voted
in favor. Well, Colorado already had that. But
there was others. Well, I think it went along with Colorado. There was others.
You would think in D.C. of all places, mm-hmm. the rest of the country, come on, man. It says people also voted in favor of decriminalizing the use of psychedelic substances, including psilocybin mushrooms, joining the ranks of other cities, including Ann Arbor, Michigan, Denver, mm-hmm. Oakland, and Santa Cruz.
There we go.
Come on, man. We getting the fuck out of here.
We got to. Because we will always be the last fucking state.
We getting the hell out of. Come on, Kansas. Come on, Kansans, Kansanites, whatever the hell you want to call us.
I don't know what we're calling us.
Come on, man.
Idiots?
Get it together. Get these amendments going, man.
Oh. Come on.
Damn, man. But congratulations.
Every
to those.
Governor. They all come in.
Oh,
we'll
Laura
promise
Kelly said
it.
She promised.
Oh, we'll promise.
She
I'm going to get you the medical. We'll promise.
Man. Yeah.
If Boy,
they
was that
only
shut
knew
up.
How many Kansas already are potheads.
We've I'm been about, potheads.
I'm talking about white people more than anything.
We have been potheads since I was a pothead when I was born.
It's in my DNA, too. Thanks,
yes.
Dad. But that's also congratulations to those states. If you are tuning in from those states, congratulations to you guys. Shoot us a DM and let us know what y'all got cooking up out there in the regions.
Don't cook it for too long.
We might make some illegal transactions.
Okay. Well, let's bleep that out.
No, I ain't bleeping shit. What they gonna do? Prosecute me? I don't smoke.
Y'all can come and knock on the door, because I've had them knock on the door before.
That was before she was with a black man.
True.
As I wouldn't be here recording this podcast today. Fuck out of here. Ain't nothing illegal going on in our crib. Fuck all that shit. We in Kansas.
You can come get some tomatoes and peppers. Man,
that's about it. That's about fucking it. But once again, congratulations to you guys. Enjoy it. Be responsible. Yeah. Abide by the laws, because there are always loopholes, especially on a state level.
Yep.
So enjoy it. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Staying high and right in this motherfucker, man.
Yep.
Staying high
that
and
is
right.
So awesome.
So what else? What's been going on, baby? How's your week been going?
Let's see. Well, it started Halloween. We had to ruin our Halloween. Which is not like we weren't going to go do anything anyways because COVID.
Facts. Yeah. In Kansas, it's boring.
And we have no kids, no grandkids. So it's like, you know, what we like to do.
Turn the porch light off. Let's
go
watch,
to haunted houses.
Let's
and
watch
shit.
Lovecraft Country.
So what ends up happening is I go and get Poppy up in the morning. And I'm doing fine. I'm, you know, changing him, whatnot. And I go and get his socks. And I go to put his sock on. And then all of a sudden, my whole back turned on fire.
Snap.
And I was like, oh, just stand up real quick. So I stood up and I'm like, oh, the fire's not going away. And so I go to his other sock and I was gonna put it on and I'm like, nope, sit down. So I sat down beside his foot and was putting his sock on real slow
while
and
putting on one of
funny.
Those fake white women smiles,
right? I'm like, this is gonna be this. I'm gonna walk it off. I'm gonna walk it off. That's all I'm gonna do. So then I go over and get his pants and I'm trying to smile so funny. And pull his pants up and roll him over and get him in his chair. Got him in his chair. I was trying to, my man, I was probably sweating my ass off. I was just like.
Yeah, trying to hide and mask that damn pain.
Oh, when tears were probably rolling. I don't fucking know. I was probably white as a ghost. I was like.
On Halloween.
Right, on Halloween. I roll up his brief, get his bed made, and I'm. Head out to go throw that in the trash, and I'm just still smiling, probably really funny. And I get it out, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go. So I go, and I'm crying all the way home because I can't turn.
My poor baby walked up on the porch, like, I need your help, like, really, really need your help.
Normally, when my back, you know, I have different severities of my back going out. Sometimes
well, the main
it is
part,
just
the
like,
main part for the listeners, I'm sure a lot of people deal with this condition of scoliosis in their spine.
I have scoliosis really bad. My spine is twisted. And
more than just your spine is twisted, honey.
Yeah. So I don't, the muscles don't technically work. They just do what they want to do.
Got me fooled.
So when it goes out on, like, lightly, when it lightly goes out, it's just like a real bad, you know,
like a dull
ache. And you know, I'm just sore to move around, but when it really goes out, it's just like it punches me over and over in my lungs, and it's like, fuck you, you know. It's not like little tap, like, ugh, you know, I can deal with the little taps. When it really goes out, it's like it's kicking me, and I'm like, oh god. I'm like, I'm trying to get home and I'm crying. And I'm like, Jesus, it's not going to work. You better send all your fucking healers now. And I'm crying. I'm like, oh my God, there's a railroad track. Like, wink. Oh,
oh
shit.
Man, hitting all the bumps and potholes.
I'm like, oh turn. I can't turn. And I'm like, making sure that I get in certain lanes so I don't have to look over my shoulder to see if somebody was there.
Listeners that listen to us right now, if you're getting older, you understand, man.
So
you can't turn, like when you wake up with that bad crick in your neck and you can't drive, and you try to turn to your left or to your right.
Right.
Looks like you're sitting on a swivel seat inside your vehicle.
So I thought I could just, like, you know, walk this shit off and then be able to go back.
No, at, your ass, you know, was bedridden for the whole day.
I was fucked. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't do shit. Because we did try to walk it off. I was like, okay, I took some muscle relaxers, ibuprofen, had you put some shit all over me. And I'm like, just give me 20 minutes.
We went to Lowe's and you smelled like Bengay and Icy Hot and Tiger Balm and everything else under the sun.
I know, I was burning. So, yeah, I tried to walk it off. It didn't work. Then Dad came over so I can work on his shit for him because... The business person.
Mm-hmm. One of his prior renters trying to get some money out of him.
So I had to write up a whole bunch of agreement shit and whatever. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm so fucking uncomfortable. He's like, well, you just need to lay down. I was like, he's like, just lay on the wood floor and it'll be good for you.
He always says that.
And I'm like, I don't know how many times I can't tell this fucker, I can't lay on a hard surface because my spine does this funny little thing where no matter what surface I'm in, because he wants me to put my legs up. As soon as I put my legs up, this is why we can't fuck on a wood floor.
I was going to reference the one time that we did.
Fucked up. Man, I had bruises galore all over my back.
Sure did.
And it wasn't because of, it was because of my spine.
I was going in.
Yeah, it's because my spine sits there and makes all these bruises all over my back because my spine is turned and it pokes out.
I was lighting on fire.
And it's really fucking painful. It's not comfortable at all.
She wasn't thinking about it while I was lighting on fire.
And then
afterwards, we could have mopped the floor.
No, we had to mop the floor. So
that's right.
I mean, I would always have issues in you know, even in elementary school all the way up. I'm like, I can't do sit-ups. And they were like, you're just making excuses. And I'm like,
no, motherfucker, my back looks like some Legos.
Okay, I'm doing your sit-ups. Mm-hmm. And here I go. Mom's like, where do you get all these bruises? I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever listened to me, so I'm like, fuck you people.
But then ended up with even though you had scoliosis.
And they didn't find out until I was like 11.
Scholarship for cheerleading, too. Mm-hmm.
They didn't find out until I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, that I had scoliosis. And then you all this other shit. But
you didn't ever let it stop you all those years. Of course, getting older now, shit's catching up like, fuck, man.
Oh, yeah. I was laying tile by the time I was 13.
Yeah.
And my mom would be so mad at my dad. She can't be doing this stuff. And then she starts yelling at me because I'm taking care of old people. You can't be doing this stuff. You have to have your back for the rest of your life. And I'm like, well, then I'll just sit down when it's time to sit down.
Fucked up genetics, Mom.
When it's my time to sit, I'll sit. Yeah, but I'm just going to do what I need to do.
Yeah, you never let it stop you or impede you. Mm-hmm. Same as Usain Bolt, you know, fastest man alive. He has severe scoliosis, mm-hmm. and he's the fastest man track runner the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gina's family updates. It continues on, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah. And then I felt really bad. I did. I felt horrible because I felt like I was letting everybody down. Because it's Halloween, you go over to Nano's, you eat chili, and you know you watch the, you know. Well, we used to take the kids out trick or treating, or you know,
mm-hmm.
we watch and hand out candy. Well, I couldn't do that. The two kids showed up, so that was nice.
Yeah,
that they made that attempt to get over there. Well, it's not like Kyle couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
He was across the street.
He lives across the street. If you guys listened to last week's episode, which we apologize if it seemed a little bit somber and boring, I might have had COVID.
Lord, we did not have COVID.
I might have had COVID. Gina gave it to me. I'm feeling a lot better this week. And speaking of living next door, somebody else had their COVID test taken today.
Oh.
No.
Who?
Your son.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you said next door. I was like, our next door. No, Nana's next door. Yeah, he went home Monday freaking out.
I'm dying, Mom.
He's dying.
Please take care, Biscuit.
Your grandson's gonna need you. And he got mad at dad because something happened to the toilet and it was flooding in there. And we're like, I don't know what to do. Nobody can come in, Kyle.
Yeah, because you possibly have COVID. I don't know. I just want to die.
I told him to see if he can figure out what the issue is and, you know, if he can fix it if we get the part. And then he's like, yeah, I think I can. I was like, all right. I said, well, call dad. And so he calls dad, and dad's like, well, Kyle, well, why should I get anything to fix it if you're just going to die? So, later on, I find out that dad said that to him, and he's like, well, did you know if Kyle hung up on me? Because he wasn't there after I said that.
More than likely.
Like, probably because he thought you were serious. Yes.
That's how you fuck with your grandchildren.
I said, but then again, he didn't call me and tell me Grandma's not going to do anything because he thinks till I die.
Mm. So, he was thinking I'm it, like, though. Okay. 21 years old, and he's always been this way because Gina and I had this discussion a couple days ago. I was like, even when the kids was little and Gina used to be away a lot on work, when they would get sick, they try to act all devastated and act all fucking fatal and, like, you know, they're just on their last breath of air and all kind of shit. And then they try to be tough around me because I'm like, man, if y'all don't knock that shit off, take that and go to bed and all that. We're but as soon as Gina would come home off the road, the way they act right now, act like they just dying.
And I don't know who they get this from because I'm just like, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, get the fuck up. I don't care. Blow your nose and go to school. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
They don't care either. They
lay I said, because
like
I know you're lying.
Especially Janae. She was the worst one. You even make up being sick. She thinks she's sick the next day.
Yeah.
I did it to her one time just to fuck with her. I sure the fuck did while she was a sophomore in high school. I was like, watch this. And you got mad at me. Don't be doing that shit. I'm like, I'm going to just prove a fucking point.
Because she's going to do it.
And I was
it.
Like, man, I just don't feel right. And all that. And then Gina was just giving me that side eye like, whatever. And here's Janae the next morning. I think I got what Ken has. I don't feel good. I'm like, shut up, lying, and get your ass up. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I was testing you. Well, I still don't feel right. Get your ass up for school. Some would call that child abuse.
That's like, I mean, ever since they were little, I don't give a shit. I don't never baby them. That's why I'm like, I don't know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. I don't baby them.
Yeah, because they all three do it.
Yeah, it's so strange.
They all do it. It's like your grown ass.
Oh, I walk in the room. Isn't it? I don't know. It's something about my aura. I walk in this room and everybody is just like,
because mom,
help me,
you're the empath.
I'm so invalid.
I'm like,
what? I can do it. Animals do it to me.
Everything around
everybody
us does
it
but me.
It's like so strange. And I need to change the aura.
Because you have that empathetic nature, you have a lot of sympathy, you're an enabler.
Nano just noticed it. She's like, I don't know why he does it around you. And I'm like, because Poppy will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll be like one
her
way.
Husband.
And as soon as I walk out the door, he'll go, is she gone? Well, I don't want it. Just don't feel good.
Yeah, it was your grandmother that said he just acts like his mother. She told me that at the dinner table. So he acts so much like his mother. And I was like, well, I take that as probably not a good thing. She wasn't laughing.
No.
She didn't think it was funny at all. Yeah, parents know how that shit goes with kids playing sick and not wanting to go to school and shit. Did you ever do that when you was a kid?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either because I was like, I don't want to be at home. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I had to get sent home.
They would make me go to school anyways.
Yeah,
so
I said I would have to get sent home.
Yeah.
If I was really sick, I would have to get. Mm-hmm. And I think I've only been sent home, I remember two times. Chicken pox was one of them when I got the chicken pox. And I remember having a fever real, real bad in high school.
See, I didn't have chicken pox. Well, I had a pock.
Yeah, that don't count. We got to worry about shingles later on.
I'll be fine.
With you, honey.
I'll be fine.
But yeah, the second time, I think, yeah, it was in high school, and I had a like 104, 105 fucking temperature. Something fucking crazy. Mm-mm-mm. Yep. Yep, but you had to get sent home. These kids today is just some weenies, man. Mm-hmm. As soon as they get a hangnail, I can't go to school. Right. Man, these kids is whack, man.
They do.
You better give your kids some old school values, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Raise them old school.
Don't send them my way.
Shit. So what else been happening, dear?
I don't know. I don't think anything, do I?
No, not really.
Not really.
No, you've been doing a lot, though.
Yeah, we got, when it got a little better, we got the tomatoes and the pepper, or the tomatoes split up.
Yeah, we got them started from seed, got those separated. A little bit of garden talk here.
Yeah.
Got them separated. Mm-hmm. We also got our prayer plant separated.
Yes, they're doing really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy.
Yep.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And we might do something special with those two other ones later on.
Yeah, we'll see.
Might do a little giveaway or something like that on our Instagram page or something.
That would be nice.
If you want to check us out on Instagram, it's in our descriptions. But just in case you don't read, it's at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores underneath each word.
Yeah.
Or in between each word.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
Get there. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe for Christmas. We'll see how they go.
Yeah, maybe. Might be a little too cold for shipping and handling by then, but.
Oh, no. Should be okay.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see what we can come up with. Something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Something fun to do. So, honey, you brought up something interesting, too.
What?
You was talking about how people was complaining in 1957.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to now.
Right.
And then it makes you look back in retrospect. Yeah. Oftentimes we talk about amongst each other, ladies and gentlemen, how we feel like we was born in the wrong era.
We were. Completely. Or maybe we were born in another era and that's why we don't like this one. I don't know.
You believe in reincarnation?
Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know shit either. That's the funny thing about people. You don't know shit. Just
that's why I'm keeping my mind open. It might have happened and it might not have. I don't know. But if it did... Cool.
Yeah, don't nobody know. Just like people when they get to speculate what happens after you die.
Cool.
Nobody knows, and ain't nobody alive to tell it.
No.
But what happened in 1957? What were some of the things people were complaining about compared to 2020?
Let's see some good ones for funny. Oh, since I know people do smoke. If cigarettes keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. A quarter a pack is ridiculous.
A quarter a pack?
Quarter a pack.
Man, them shits is $10-$12.
Jesus.
25 cents a pack.
25 cents
a Remember pack. Remember when we were kids, too? Candy used to be like a penny, a nickel.
Yeah.
Like a nickel, I could go and get like a handful of those bubble... I forget which type of bubble gum it was, but it also had the ones, too, where you had like the comic strip in it.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. You used to just take like 10 cents and you'd go get a handful of fucking candy. You can't even get a candy bar now for under a dollar. And it's one of them little bullshits too.
I wouldn't have been able to get anything if it was today's prices.
Nope. Nobody would.
Mm-mm.
That's craziness. 25 cents a pack.
25 cents.
What else was they complaining about and bitching about in 1957?
If they raise the minimum wage to $1, nobody will be able to hire outside help at the store.
A dollar?
A dollar.
Minimum wage wasn't even, well, yeah, probably. A dollar in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
What is it now? I don't know the national, I think it's 15 now though, right?
No, Florida actually raised theirs to 15.
Yeah, there's a few states that have, it's $15 mm-hmm. an hour.
They just raised theirs to 15.
But here in Kansas, I think it's what, $7.25?
Yeah, $7.25.
Or $7.50, some shit.
Something real shitty.
Mm. Damn. Under a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you was balling back then.
I guess.
What else they got?
When I started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 29 cents a gallon?
Man, if some of them are still alive today, which guess they should be.
We'd be better off leaving the car in the garage.
Man, if I'm sure, yeah, because it's only 1957. Well, our parents was born around that time. But yeah. if some of them were alive today to see these gas prices, they'd have a fucking heart attack if they didn't already. It used to be under a dollar when we were kids.
Now this is my favorite one. I never thought I'd see the day all our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making electric typewriters now.
That's craziness. If you just think about it, just if you were to just reflect back in time compared to now, there wasn't even no conceived notion of an internet or nothing even back then. Mm-mm. Now everything is, you can control it through your phone. Crockpot, the refrigerator, microwave, your whole damn house. You can control it off your watch.
Yeah.
And they was tripping off of electric appliances.
It's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work to make ends meet.
Oh, well, too bad, so fucking sad. Well, I mean, that used to be the traditional household. The wife would stay home, take care of the house, take care of the kids while the husband worked. Mm-hmm. Them days been long gone.
Long gone.
It's a two-person income minimum, and even two people, you barely making it.
Yep.
Man, it's just crazy how times have just changed that quickly from that perspective. How much has just changed?
Crazy.
That is a wild. Some of those things are wild, what they were complaining about back then.
No one can afford to be sick anymore. $35 a day in the hospital is too rich for my blood.
$35 a day?
$35.
A day.
A day.
Man. We was born in the wrong. No, okay.
Well, if you think about it, when we were born, I think... let's see. I'm not sure how much mine was, but I think it cost like $3,000.
To be born?
Yeah.
Or the medical expenses?
And I think mine was 4 to 5.
I couldn't even tell you what mine was. Don't even try. I couldn't even answer that for $1 million.
I say that because I do know that, because Dad always brings it up. I'm not sure if the amounts are quite right. It's less than $7,000. I know that. And
how much does it cost to have a baby now?
That was with no insurance.
But yeah,
and they made payments. No insurance. Yeah. And they made payments.
Mm-hmm. They made payments on y'all.
Mm-hmm. They made payments on me.
Yeah, I know. That's how you had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, I mean, you have to do it not like that now. They're going to sue you.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to have a baby? I'm wondering how much it costs them.
Now?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up right now.
Ooh, I would hate to know.
How much does it
cost? I know a hysterectomy costs anywhere from $15,000 to $90,000.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man. Well, good thing you spayed already. I could just leave the nuts hanging out.
Okay.
It says here, the cost of having a baby isn't cheap. In the United States, at least, the average cost to have a baby in the U.S. without complications during delivery is between, it looks like, $10,000, about $11,000, which can increase to $30,000 when factoring in care provided before and after pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 G's to have some kids?
Yep.
Man, fuck all that. How much was I shouldn't make that joke right now. I'm just going to leave that there. You listeners, paint your own pictures.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to say it.
All right, moving on. Thank goodness I won't live to see the day when the government takes half our income in taxes.
Oh, come on.
I sometimes wonder if we are electing the best people to Congress.
Man, that's pretty appropriate right now this week in the United States while the rest of the world is looking upon us and cracking jokes and laughing.
That was 1957.
Mm-hmm. Damn, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, times have changed, and times is just, it's definitely different now. Definitely different compared to what it used to be. Can you imagine those prices right now? People would lose their fucking minds.
Marriage doesn't mean a thing anymore. Those Hollywood stars seem to be getting divorced at the drop of a hat.
Little did they know. Right. 60 something odd years later, even before that.
Yeah, it won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire someone to watch their kids so they can both work.
Yep. That's the way it is now. Daycare bills are no fucking joke, man. Just having daycare alone, that shit was expensive when our kids was little, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fucking expensive. I'm like, this bitch want how much? Right. You ain't even doing nothing. Like, I'm in the wrong field here.
If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget it.
50 cents for 50 a haircut. Cents. Come on, dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I ain't had my hair cut in a while because I got long hair, but.
Oh, I cut your hair. I cut my own hair. Once a year, I'll go and get it.
Well, getting it to ends trimmed and all that shit and layer.
Well, once a year, I'll go, or maybe every other year. It takes a lot of me to talk myself and go get it cut.
And I'd make her do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
We basically go into a full-blown... listen to the shit that we argue about.
I know, stupid stuff.
We get into fights about shit like this. Like, babe, just go get pampered and get your shit done. And then it just turned into a...
No, I go to the cheapest place possible. Great Clips. So I can spend $12. To just have her trim up my hair to make sure it's just kind of even. Because I cut it myself.
Well, you went that one time and you was pissed.
Yeah, I do get pissed because they suck. My hair is just fine with me just doing it my way, but it's
for. That's like going to white people barber college.
I'm afraid to. I don't know. It's probably not even because sometimes I get long hairs this way, and I'm like, man, maybe this one needs to be cut. Thank God it's curly.
And don't get me twisted, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't complaining that my woman's cheap. Trust me on that. But certain things, man, you gotta treat yourself a little bit now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Come on, baby. Shit. Can't be that damn cheap.
I remember one time I made an appointment someplace to go get my hair done. And I was thinking it was going to be like $15 max. And I'm like a broke bitch anyways. So I'm like.
You better have that tip ready.
You know, I was, you know. I mean, I always have a little bit of money. It was hidden, but.
See why I love her, y'all.
I was always, you know, I have no money. I'm broke. So, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, maybe this is just a couple more dollars more than, you know, the cheap place. So I was okay. So I was like, all right, I'll make the appointment. It was a new place. And I'm like, okay. So I go in and she's like, $32. I'm like, bitch, put my hair back on. The fuck?
I'm about to say $40.
I'm like, $32? And y'all, you just trimmed it. Man. You didn't do anything to me but trimmed and what? I panicked. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to tip her because that's a lot of fucking tip right there.
Well, how did it look afterwards, though? Were you satisfied with the results?
It was just a fucking trim. She took maybe a half an inch, if that off.
Oh, honey.
For fucking $32. I've never made an appointment anywhere.
After that?
Never again.
You got to, dear.
Mm-mm.
You got to every once in a while. Mm-mm. You got to treat yourself. Plus, I got you. You know it. Come on now.
I don't got me. No.
I don't know how many. I've bought two or three different $100 gift cards for you to go get all this shit done, and you have never used them.
Nope.
This is the woman I live with, people. I mean, in the fancy places, too. It ain't no bullshit. I mean, fancy, nice places.
I'm very pretty.
Where they probably do sound baths and all kind of wild shit.
I'm very pretty, probably.
Get rubbed down by a young, muscle-bound young man. And
no thanks.
Cucumbers on the eyes, exfoliation, cut and color, nails done, feet massaged.
I don't like people touching my feet. Let alone, why the fuck would they be cutting my toes? I can cut my toes, thank you. I can paint them just fine, thanks.
See what I'm dealing with, people? And don't get it twisted. I'm not complaining. But every once in a while, if a brother spends $100, $150 on you, you better go use that shit.
I'm sorry. We can give it away. It's a nice gift.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you, woman.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
But there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, basically, they're just kind of looking at it as a minimalist lifestyle. In a way, kind of being minimalist. Being a minimalist.
I don't know what it is. I just don't. It just seems strange to me for some reason.
Well, we both not flashy people.
No,
we both don't broadcast everything we got.
I'm a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, I'm just a shit. You see what I got on? Some Debo's and sweatshorts. Right. That's it. That is my attire when I come home. I wear work clothes and I wear home clothes.
But if I have to dress up, I do. I try to dress up very nicely, but
you
casual.
You be looking beautiful too, honey.
But casual. Mm-hmm.
Booty be banging.
I'd be very comfortable.
Titty meat be all out.
But cute.
I'm like, shit, show some meat. Shit, I ain't one of them dudes.
No.
I like it. Like, shit, I like other dudes looking. That shit is like, yeah, let me know I ain't with somebody ugly. That's a compliment, honey.
I know.
I'm just messing with you. I love you, honey.
I love you.
Now, I know you ready to get dinner started. We'll go ahead and keep this episode a short one for this week. We appreciate you guys listening to us and checking us out each and every week. We do appreciate it very, very much. If you want to support us, check us out in our description on our social medias. Anything you want to leave people with during this strange weekend?
One day at a time.
Especially here in the U.S., depending on which old fart we get.
Oh, goodness. Just take your time.
It seems like they're taking their time with the melon mouths, too.
Just breathe. Deep breath.
Oh, man.
Just go take a nap.
Just take a nap. That's what you suggest.
Let the day go by. Yep. That works.
Okay. Sounds like a public disclaimer to me. The farting thing I want to leave people with this week is fuck you, Kansas. And I approve this message.
All day.
Damn it, man. Mm-hmm. Catch up to the times. Even Nebraska and Oklahoma and Missouri even got... Come on, man. We in the middle of the map. And that just explains a lot to people that day. I always got Kansas jokes.
Yeah, your Kansas jokes are true.
Midwest cats is slow. All that shit that we slow. Hear. It ain't us that's slow. Shit.
I don't know what's wrong with the rest of these people. I don't know.
And for her to say that, thank you for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
Right? Because we from here.
We live in this bitch. But yo, for real, DM us, email us if you in one of those states.
Okay.
And we will definitely talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Deuces. Roll it up, smoke it up.
Now.
Roll it up, smoke it up.